should Microsoft be scared of the Google Chrome operating system? Maybe not so much. This is Future Tense. From American Public Media, I'm John Gordon. Google's announcement that it's developing its own operating system to be called Chrome OS is seen by many as a direct attack on Microsoft, the largest player by far in the operating system market. Google announced yesterday that its new OS will show up first on small computers known as netbooks and later on more powerful computers. Although Google has provided few details, we know that the Chrome OS is designed for programs that operate in the cloud or on the internet instead of local computers. Michael Cherry follows the operating system market for the independent research firm Directions on Microsoft. I asked him to speculate on how news of the Chrome OS is being perceived at Microsoft.
There's a certain amount of interest when somebody else makes claims that they can do an operating system. So, I mean, I think there'll be a lot of interest in what are they doing, what are they actually delivering. I think there'll be concern on the part of the company that it could fragment the sales of netbooks into, you know, netbooks running the Chrome OS, netbooks running Windows, and netbooks running Linux distributions. So, you know, when you add another player into a mix, it's going to have some effect. I think that effect is unknown at this point.
What about looking beyond netbooks? Google is apparently making some noise that this can be a full desktop operating system as well.
To an operating system person like myself, this is like a fun day, and I'm excited to get to see it and everything else. And we'll look at it in terms of its operating system attributes, things like how does it manage memory, how does it take advantage of the processor that it's running on, and how does it handle things like input-output to printers or input-output to a file system. The missing piece here is while Google promises us that there's going to be great applications for this OS, we need to see, you know, it's those applications that are going to change people and get people to use it. It's not the OS itself.
Some people are painting the announcement of the Chrome OS as sort of a nuclear bomb dropped in the lap of Microsoft, and that it sets up this, you know, epic battle. Do you see it that way?
You know, not really. The thing that will keep the operating system developers at Microsoft, Apple, and the operating system developers that contribute to Linux distributions doing their best work is alternative operating systems. I think it's super for application developers and consumers. So hopefully what this does is it spurs just a new generation of applications.
How does Microsoft respond?
And the best response, I think, to something like this is to keep making sure you do your best work with your operating systems, that you continue to make them better. And, but that better is to make it a better platform to run applications on than your competition does. And, you know, that means making sure it's fast, making sure it's secure.
Michael Cherry with Directions on Microsoft. Google says Chrome OS could start showing up on netbooks the second half of next year. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.